I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Everybody's wrestling their microphones around, getting all set after 4.5 days off. I'll tell you what, that's a long weekend. That's nice, isn't
it? Yeah.
I was refusing to admit it was over last night. I stayed up late.
Isn't it funny when you start, you're like, I have so much time.
Yeah.
You leave Wednesday, you're like, out of here. Like, Saturday, gosh. I woke up, I'm like, is it Sunday? Nope, still Saturday, plenty of time. Then last night, same. I was like, oh, God.
I refuse to give it up.
I almost kept driving straight down 40 to go to the mountains this morning. I said, you know what?
Just drive right off the mountains.
I refuse to believe it's Monday.
Speaking of driving, how was your driving this weekend? Did you go on that long road trip? I think traffic was terrible this weekend. I really do. I was watching some coverage of it on television. Almost everywhere was having all kinds of problems, and that's just where the weather was good, let alone what was happening out in the west with the storms and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Now the northeast is under this winter storm warning. They're about to get hammered up in the northeast.
No, thank you.
And then the Macy's Day Parade where the balloons were knocking people down.
I did not watch 1 minute of it. I guess you did.
Yeah, I did. One of the nutcrackers actually landed on this chick and she fell back.
Took her out, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
they were carrying them so low to the ground.
Yeah.
They were kind of bumping into people on the side. You know, they have it fenced off, but they were trying to, it was, you know, the wind's pushing it. Everybody's like helping push it back.
At what point do you let it go? It's like, yeah, whatever. Let it fly.
Well, I don't think there's any inflatables in the Lexington Christmas Parade, but that's tonight.
It is tonight. That's where you're going to find us. Lexington, it's you and I, right, Dale?
That's right.
In the wolf truck.
We'll be there tonight, the Lexington Christmas Parade. What time does it start? Like 7, 7:30?
I have it on my calendar for 6. We have no other information.
That's just the reasons for us to go to the barbecue center. We'll do that before the parade.
Sold.
Cyber Monday today. Who in this room is going to do some cyber shopping today?
I did, but only just with a look of disappointment. Because I was waiting for the stupid things I needed, like my face lotion and protein powder. I was like, oh, let me look at Black Friday deals. Nothing. I'll wait till Cyber Monday. Nothing.
Well, if we're going to be honest with you, protein powder and lotion, if that's all you want for Christmas, that's acceptable. I can handle
These are
that.
Just necessities. These are just things that...
What's something you want, like splurge on, you think you would want right now? Last year was a TV. What you got?
Which free. I got for free. Yeah, let's mention that. Got for free.
Yeah.
And then I got a free soundbar and bass to go with it. I don't know. I'd like a manicure and pedicure.
No, she's reasonable.
It's mani-pedi time.
All right, whatever.
All right.
I don't expect things I can't do for myself from other people.
I have some very interesting Cyber Monday facts. It is now. It sets a new record as of this year. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:06. And yesterday morning, we're doing a little late Thanksgiving to. Well, excuse me. Let me start over. I was to do a little late Thanksgiving at my sister's. Up the mountain here.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up and I was gonna be there, you know, kind of early, like 10:15-ish or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's raining nasty yesterday morning. Great morning to sleep in. But I get up, get my act together, and I go out and get in the car. I get to 77, and 77 North is closed, all right? I had just gotten
closed.
On 77, and I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me, man. So I sit.
You're more than halfway there at that point, too, right?
I'm
about halfway?
Yeah, I'm solid halfway there. So I'm between where you would, for those of you who know the route, I was between where you would get off to go up Highway 89 and Exit 1,
mm-hmm.
where the Love's truck stop is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was trapped between those exits for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Barely, like move one hash mark.
Yeah.
On the interstate, then stop and put your car in park. That's what I did yesterday morning.
Don't you start to feel trapped, too? Even if you wanted to, you could not get out of the situation.
No, you can't.
You're just stuck.
I started looking at my gas tank like, oh, gosh, am I going to run out of gas?
This is why when you're traveling on the interstate, don't ever let it get below a half a tank.
Mm.
Just imagine if you were on vapor thinking, I'm going to make it. Well, I may not make it.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. I can't move. Hour and a half. And this is like... I don't know. It's a span of a mile.
What did you do?
Just sat there. You put my car in park and listen to the radio. I mean, what are you
going
to do?
Were there people going up on the shoulder, going around?
One guy did do that. Yeah.
Was he in a Dodge truck, jacked up?
No, dually one of those ones that's with double back wheels for no reason.
Yeah. I ain't waiting. So I got my cousin to see.
This is why I don't travel on the holiday weekend. It's just, it's not even worth it. Do it some other time. You guys didn't travel either. Did you? Didn't go anywhere?
No. Mm-hmm.
You traveled all the way to Mike's parents.
I barely left the house. Yeah, I had fun, man. See, I grew up, I don't have a lot of people in my family my age. Both of my dad's and mom's side, very small. I'm the only one on my mom's side. So then it's like me and like all like adults. And on my dad's side, it's me. And then there's a big gap and my next cousin's like 20. So it was nice to have people that were like my own age. I had a really good time. This is probably the first, you know, and I like my family and stuff. And when I go to Jersey, it's cool to see. But this is like, it was fun to have people like your own age there.
Mike, she's closing in on you.
I took pictures. I was like, oh, with his mom. I was like, Brenda, let's get a picture. And he's like, just so you know, this is like pseudo girlfriend stuff. I was like, shut up.
Shush.
Do you have a Thanksgiving picture of you and Mike?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait,
just
what?
His mom.
Oh, okay.
I walked in. She's like, do you want champagne? I was like, hell yes.
Yeah.
Well, Chase, we saw your, were these the Thanksgiving holiday pictures? You already had the fall lovey-dovey pictures. And then I guess you have the Thanksgiving lovey-dovey pics. We saw those.
Yeah. You'll be getting the Christmas ones probably here in about 2 weeks.
Okay,
get excited.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's time to get up and face a whole full 5-day work week. How
it
do we
does.
Do it?
Ugh. Do you know what I? What happened? I was off. Oh, do you know what? I had taken a sick day, and then last week was a short week because I was off Friday, and then last week was then with the holiday.
I don't know what you're going to do.
I haven't worked a full week in 3 weeks. This is going to kill me.
Yeah.
You know, I was also looking at we got the 4-day. Well, for us, it's like a 4.5-day because of what time we leave. But that Christmas week holiday, we got a good one coming up there. Most of them
here
in the building because of where it falls. And then next year's a leap year. Christmas will be on Friday next year.
I feel like you don't get as much time, though. I kind of like it when it's in the middle of the week because...
If you either have the vacation time or the personal time to build yourself a long weekend like that. Yeah, I hear you. All right. It's 6:13 right now. We got parade tonight. The parade season is in full swing. Amy and I will be in the Big Bad Wolf truck headed to Lexington.
Yeah, we're headed to Lexington Parade. That's all I have for that. Well, we have no other information.
It's a night parade, which I prefer the best. You can see the lights so much better, and there's a lot better floats and stuff where they can light them up. So that's tonight in Lexington. We'll see you there.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wait, if you've made...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:23. I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. I hope you ate all the good food you wanted to eat. Got all your favorites you think about eating all year. Those things you only make on holiday weekends.
Sweet potato casserole.
All that good stuff. I hope you enjoyed it.
I had the best candied yams of my life.
Wow.
I honestly think they were even better than the pies, which were delicious.
Were these made by Mike's mom?
Yes.
Okay. Another
reason
to be with
Mike.
Brown sugar.
Butter, cinnamon, nutmeg, sweet potato, marshmallows.
Everything you just said. So good.
Yes. See? I was like, can I drink that?
You get Mike, you get Mike's mom, and you get her delicious.
Mike and I are just friends.
Okay, yeah. Whatever you say.
Whatever.
Hey, you know, I asked you if you could find anything worthwhile on a beach. Well, this guy did. Claire Land of Colorado lost her wedding ring last weekend at Cocoa Beach. She posted about her loss on Facebook. A guy named Dave Mollison went out on the beach with his metal detector and found the ring in the sand.
Mm-hmm. And he returned it?
He returned it.
Look at him. What a stand-up man.
How about that, huh? Told you you'd find something.
If you found something valuable on the beach, like an obviously like a necklace, a ring, something like that, would you try to seek out the original owner?
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
I'd post it on Facebook, but then again, how are they going to prove it's theirs unless they have old pictures of it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Hey, Five Below is adding products that cost more than $5. What's that all about?
Five Below and up.
Here's what they're doing. Their $10 toys and games are being placed in a section called 10 Below Gift Shop, and their $10 electronics are being placed in a section called 10 Below Tech. I don't think that's quite right.
Well.
But you can always go, what?
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, after you. Ladies first.
I'm moving
on.
Okay,
let's just.
McDonald's and the chicken sandwich for 2020. If you love those chicken sandwiches for breakfast, it'll be around $2.
I'm going to start an argument. I have never liked McDonald's breakfast. Ever. Ever.
Really?
I like an Egg McMuffin, but I don't like that slab of ham. I don't want that flimsy ham that they call bacon.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Okay.
But I do like an Egg McMuffin. Okay. And their coffee is surprisingly good.
Those Canadians stealing our stuff. They steal
they're just
our
doing
ham
it wrong.
And call it Canadian bacon. You can't do that.
No, you can't. This is America.
It's Cyber Monday today. What are you going to buy? What are the big things? Did you know that the number one clothing, jewelry, and accessory item bought on Cyber Monday are Wrangler jeans?
Really?
Wrangler jeans. Yeah, they're number one. The Fujifilm Instax, big item. Super Mario Odyssey and the Nintendo Switch, big electronic items this year.
I wonder how much DVD sales hurt, though. Because, like, I was in Walmart over the weekend. They have their dollar bin, you know, from Black Friday. But how many people, I mean, I haven't bought a DVD in years. I have my collection, but I don't need any more.
Mm-hmm,
like, my feeling is if it's not on Netflix or Prime...
Is it worth it?
Yeah. Is it that good of a movie?
Yeah. I think DVDs are people who are fanatic fans of a particular series or a series of films. I think that might be good because they come in these special collections and have all these extras on there. I think for those kind of people, you know, like you Harry Potter people, I'm sure you have some sort of Harry Potter collection, though.
Yes.
In some Harry Potter briefcase.
4K Blu-ray, every single one of them.
I know. All right. And by the way, Chromecast looks like the Chromecast devices are going to be the biggest electronic item this year. So you can stream everything to everything else and all that kind of stuff. I don't have it, but sounds like it may be a fun gadget to have.
The problem is you got to have money for all this, which I have none.
Here we go.
I have none.
Here's poor woe is Chase after his 12-day cruise vacation down to Disney. What else? You're out here buying stuff already this morning on Cyber Monday.
Actually, I'm just looking at the weather radar in Michigan. So.
Go over a screen.
No, get on your side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. You can find goodies on the beach, like the guy found the lady's wedding ring with his metal detector. He was probably wearing sandals and socks, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Cargo shorts?
Yeah.
But nothing in the pockets. Lots of room.
He's got the cargo pockets in case he does find some.
True.
Bingo.
True.
So he's prepared. 680-WOLF is our number.
I heard y'all talking about the treasure where the guy found the ring on the beach.
Yes,
absolutely. There was on the internet last week, two amateur treasure hunters in Britain found some coins on the beach, and they were worth over $15 million.
Woo!
But both of them got arrested because they didn't report it to the Britain authorities, and they got arrested for like 10 years apiece.
Jesus.
Damn.
Gosh, that doesn't seem right.
Because you have to report it. Anytime you find a treasure, you have to report it. And it was worth over $15 million, the coins that they found.
Come to America. That's why we left them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I had to figure out. I heard y'all talking about them guys finding the girl's ring on the beach. I said, you really want to find something, then go to Britain and find something, but you better report it.
Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
See, I didn't see a judge here. You look, okay, according to ruling 425.3, finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
That's right.
You get to keep those coins.
You get to keep them.
That's right. That's how we do it.
What happened? Remember we used to tell kids growing up, stuff. Nobody likes a tattletale?
Yeah, exactly.
And as soon as you're an adult, they're like, snitch on everybody or you're all going to jail.
Snitches get stitches.
That's right.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, how much did you spend on Black Friday this Friday? First of all, did you do any Black Friday shopping? Amy, go.
Nope.
Chase, go.
Little.
Did you do it in person or online?
Online.
And how much did you spend?
Less than 100.
Mine, I had this year I went out, I was looking for $20 deals. That's it. I'm looking for the $20 deals. I'm not going above 20 on what I'm going to get. So I spent about 80 bucks. But nice. I got some great $20 deals.
Was that in person shopping?
It was in person shopping. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
A lot of retailers are doing the same online deals to compete with Amazon.
Right.
How many people shop on Amazon out of convenience, out of just pure convenience?
Oh, yeah.
Is amazing. And it's really hurting retailers. And you continue to see that. So a lot of, that's why they keep going up earlier and earlier. And now they just match deals immediately.
Almost everybody was carrying over their Black Friday deals through the weekend, except for those doorbuster things they have to get people in there super early.
If you're looking for $20 deals, there's one year round at Chili's. It's 2 for $20.
Nice.
Give that one a try.
All right, good news story. Three churches in Chicago recently got together. They raised about $38,000, and they used it to pay off millions of dollars in unpaid medical debt for 6,000 random families. So they did through a group called RIP Medical Debt. It buys up debt from collection agencies for pennies on the dollar. You know how that works. They want to get any money instead of no money. So the families recently got letters in the mail letting them know their debt was forgiven just in time for the holidays. One of them was a woman named Carol Johnson. She owed $450 from her mom, who has since passed away. You know, she's just working on chopping this bill down slowly but surely. So she and her son were so touched by it. They scraped together the $450 they would have owed, and they donated it back to one of the churches to continue it on.
Oh,
so
good.
The church says they'll use the money to feed a family of five for a week.
Nice.
Isn't that pretty amazing?
Medical expenses today are completely out of control. It's unbelievable. It's insulting. It's absolutely ridiculous. I want you to look, before we get out of this, I want you to look. I have saved this for you. I want you to look. This is a medication that someone in my family requires. Mm-hmm. Look at the retail price on the bottom. It's near the bottom. That's what that drug costs.
$4,239.99.
For one bottle of medication.
Isn't that insane?
It's ridiculous. That's what I'm talking about.
Why is it so expensive, though?
Because those drug companies have to make that research and development money back.
Right. Yeah. It's called profit margin. That's what they got to get ahead of.
You got to get that stock price up.
Yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. And it's true. Kid Rock cussed out the one person that seems to be universally liked by almost everyone.
Yes, he's on stage at some club. Obviously drunk. He has a drink in his hand. And after however many minutes, the video itself is just 2.5 minutes. He's pulled off stage by his own security.
Oh, good.
You know, when your own guys have to come up and yank you off stage.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Do you think they call him Kid or Rock?
I don't know. Mr. Rock.
Mr. Rock. But yes.
Mr. Kid.
It turns out that Kid Rock hates Oprah Winfrey.
All right. Here we go.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I like Oprah Winfrey or Joy Behar.
Good.
Nail Joy Behar.
Imagine you're out having a good time on a Saturday night, and here comes drunk Kid Rock, gets the mic, and you're like, yo, this is cool. And he goes, hey, I don't like Oprah Winfrey or Joy Behar.
Time to go home, boys.
Aren't you like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know if Kid Rock's ever done a show that where at some point in the show he wasn't drunk.
That's true.
He hits it hard. He drinks like straight whiskey out of the bottle on the stage.
I know he does. He has the body type of most men in my DMs from this area.
That's right.
Sounds good. That stuff keeps you thin, I guess. I don't know.
Thin in your arms and legs, and then a little heavy in the gut.
You don't like that?
No, it's not a look.
It's not your guy?
Okay. You know who is.
How do you get mad? He said that Oprah Winfrey had asked him to come on the show. Her people said, we want you on the show, but first you have to write down 5 reasons why you like Oprah Winfrey.
Uh-oh.
And it reminded me of the time I got in trouble for singing a song on the back of the school bus against this kid who had been bullying me and my friend all year. Johnny Carson was his name. We wrote a song called Johnny Carson Fart Factory. And then we got called down to the principal's office halfway through the day. Johnny Carson, covered in tears, face all red. And we had to write 10 things we liked about Johnny Carson.
Oh.
Were you able to do it?
No. It took us forever. We're like, he's not that fat. He's not that terrible.
God, being with Amy's like dating a dude.
You're so mean.
He bullied us.
Oh, he bullied
all year. And that was his payback. And it turns out he couldn't handle it.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. I guinea pigged him on something today, and Amy said, yeah, it's good. Chase didn't like it. It's a cranberry orange thing. And they with cranberries, whole oranges, a little bit of grape juice.
Man, you do so much in your food processor. I have one of those bullet things, ninjas, protein thing that I usually use it for, like green juice.
Yeah.
And you can do a lot in those, but do you have a full-on like food processor where you can dump stuff in while it's blending?
KitchenAid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aren't those nice?
They're awesome. They are. You can do so much with them. You know, you can make these dips and things for parties. You can make sauces in it. There's a ton of stuff you can do. They're very handy to have. And you don't have to buy the big. You don't have to buy the $400 one. It's not necessary.
No. And then you said for this, you did cranberries, fresh cranberries, and then oranges that you cut in quarters with whole peel and everything.
Peel and everything.
And that's how finely it blends everything up.
Yeah. Put a little grape juice in it and add just a little bit of sugar. Take the edge off the cranberries. It's good. Eat it with Ritz crackers. It tastes good.
Delicious.
A little salty, a little sweet. Goes together.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, before you get into what you were all watching.
Mad?
Before you get into what you watched this weekend, Amy, Chase and I didn't. We did watch The Irishman, both of us. Separately.
Together?
No, separately.
Together under one blanket.
Right.
Snuggling, holding each other like trophies.
Everybody's talking about The Irishman. I'd be interested to see. If you've seen it, I want to know what you think. I think it was overhyped. I really do.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 96.
Of course they did.
It gets off. Is it slow the whole time, or does it just take a minute to pick up?
No.
It's slow. You got to invest yourself in this thing.
Three hours of slow. Whoa.
I mean, it goes through, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis and Kennedy and what happened to and supposedly, possibly might have happened to Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to hear from you if you've heard it, 680-WOLF. However, you watch something totally different.
Oh, my
different.
God. Yeah. First of all, I told you guys off the air, I would like to know how much TV I watched this weekend. Because between football and then actual shows I wanted to watch, I would probably be embarrassed about how much time I spent in front of the TV.
Yeah.
But there's so much good stuff to watch. I'm caught up on, it's an active series, The Watchmen on HBO. Have you guys watched any of that?
No,
I have not.
They took the movie and turned it into a TV series. It's done really well. And there's 6 episodes out now, so I watched all 6 of them. I don't know when it airs, like when, you know, the new ones will go up. I watched that. I watched Mrs. Fletcher, which is really good. Highly recommend that. That I think has 6 or 5 episodes as well. But man, The Watchmen is so, so good. It's done so interesting. And it's slow enough, like every story develops a new one, but it's not done in a way where you're like overwhelmed by there constantly being a new plot line.
Right.
Can you watch that show without seeing the movie?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with the movie other than it was a movie.
Oh, okay.
And like there's the characters, but
okay.
They give you all the origin of each character and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, good.
I also noticed that some Christmas movies are starting to show up on there now. You got the Christmas of the Cranks, White Christmas is on there on Netflix. So yeah, I think there's a whole subsection. You got to kind of look for it, but there's a whole subsection of holiday movies if you're trying to find some of those to watch.
Yeah, Disney Plus has got the Santa Claus 2, the 3, all of them.
All the Tim Allens.
Yep.
All the Tim Allens.
There's that many?
Yeah, I think there's 3, right? Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Yeah,
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Hey, you guys want a news story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Got a news story for you. This is an Imran news story. This happened in, this is an international story, folks. So if you need a hint, let me know. Here's your headline. Female cop catches criminal by proposing to him, then arresting him at the wedding.
Sound like something you'd do in France.
You're saying France?
Like Paris.
Can you say this headline again?
Female cop catches criminal by proposing to him, then arresting him at the wedding.
Is there a hint? This is a tricky headline.
Stereotypical accent.
Canada.
No. I'm gonna give you another shot at it because I want you to think about it. Stereotypical accent.
Australia.
No.
That was a good guess, though.
India.
Oh.
Very stereotypical. People do the stereotypical accents. Here's what happened. A guy in India, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. He was wanted for several crimes, including murder. But he kept finding ways to dodge the cops. Well, they found out he was looking to get married. So a female detective called him, said it was a wrong number, then started chatting him up. And after a week or so of talking to him on the phone, she proposed to the guy, and he said, hey, I'll do it. Yeah, let's get married. Things obviously work a little differently in some parts of India when it comes to marriage than they do things here. They scheduled their wedding for this past Thursday, and when the guy showed up, his fiance arrested him at the site of the ceremony.
I have a question.
Yeah. Sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he'd have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Correct. Right. I have a question.
Okay.
Is it murder or homicide, the one where you kind of stumble across, you're like, oops, I murdered somebody? Which one is that? Or I killed
that
somebody?
That would be involuntary manslaughter,
yes.
I believe.
Like, oops, I accidentally killed him.
Involuntary.
Yes, it's not premeditated.
Right, that's involuntary.
Okay, I just need to clarify. Okay.
So when Kelsey doesn't make it to work tomorrow, we already know who to blame.
Either that or who'd you kill this weekend? Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 30th anniversary of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, one of my favorite holiday movies ever. And got a little montage of some of the best of the bits from the movie, runs less than 60 seconds. By the way, this movie opened December 1st, 1989. And a lot of people who watch it every year have never seen this on the big screen. But here's some of the best moments from Christmas Vacation. Because I think you'll... What's wrong with this thing? Since they jacked around with this computer, it does not respond the way it's supposed to. Let's try this again.
We'll just reenact it.
This is the season.
There we go.
Jolly. La 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 la. Take it, Russ. La 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 la.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Thank God we're all right.
Clark, we're stuck under a truck.
Do you honestly think I don't know that?
That thing had 9 lives. She just spent them all.
Woo! Going for a new amateur recreational saucer sled land speed record. Clark W. Griswold Jr.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Okay, Eddie.
I told you we put it in too early.
Oh, it's just a little dry. It's fine.
I haven't watched it this year yet, but I definitely will.
That is one of the great movies. That turkey is disgusting, but I also love when those lights come on and it messes up the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
This one is specifically for you, Amy.
Yay.
Amazon has launched their own wine line. And what time is wine time?
Anytime.
Exactly.
You're an alcoholic, yeah.
Problem, though, is it's $25 a bottle.
Nope, that's not what we do. We do a $5 Rex Goliath. Either get the Pinot Noir or the Cabernet Sauvignon.
$5 is just the limit. That's all you need to spend. Come on.
They're offering, of course, Chardonnay, Merlot, and Pinot Grigio. So all those. But they started at $25.
When
so.
People mispronounce things, that's one of the most obnoxious things. Valentine's Day.
Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
Filet Mignon.
Like, oh, it's so clever. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're Scrooge.
Yeah.
Me Bane.
Me. Yeah, me Bane. Frozen 2 brought in another $124 million this past weekend.
Oh,
it is on its way to making $1 billion.
Are you doing it? We're going to do this rest of the show now.
$1 billion.
Have you seen people? It's all over Snapchat. My friends who have kids, like their, you know, kids get dressed up and all this stuff. And yeah. I saw the commercial for it. They're selling Frozen 2 gear. I don't know what you call it.
Merch.
Yeah, merch, like jewelry and stuff. And the mom was wearing it. I was like, okay, we can take it down a notch.
Stop now. Yeah, they were out in Walmart before the movie came out.
Wow.
So,
get you a snowflake necklace.
McDonald's has all those little figurines that they have too.
Of course, they do. This is for Dale. There is a new Frappuccino available at Starbucks called the Baby Yoda Frappuccino. It is a drink, of course, it resembles the. You've seen the meme making its way around the internet, the Baby Yoda by the Mandalorian from Disney Plus.
Love that. Have you seen it? That little Baby Yoda?
No.
Oh my God, Dale, it's the cutest freaking thing. It has these big, I gotta show you, hold on.
Well, it's green tea frappe based, caramel drizzle, whipped cream, and caramel ribbon crunchies on top. So, that could be something you're looking for. There you go.
That sounds good.
Something light.
Look at
something
it.
Something light.
Look at little Baby Yoda.
It's cute, I get it.
He's 50 years old in that picture, actually. It's, yes.
Look, he's drinking tea. That's the new one. Him drinking tea, that's the new meme.
Aw. Today is a very special day. Why? Because it is Cyber Monday. If you're looking for great deals, I've scoured the internet, and what I've ran across was there's not that much, but your best deals are going to be on Amazon products today, especially.
Oh, yeah.
The Dot, the Echo.
Yeah, sell where you can get an Echo Dot for $22 today.
That's good. Last year, they were $25.99 on Cyber Monday.
Ooh, going down. Mm-hmm.
You want something that spies on you and it's inexpensive, buy that.
Bingo. Last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Cucumbers are 96% water. That's even more than watermelons, which are 92% water.
I shouldn't have said anything. It's my fault. Mm-hmm. It's my fault, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm going to make a public apology to every listener who's going to have to listen to you mispronounce things now just to get under my skin.
Mispronounce
things?
Mm-hmm. No, mispronounce it. It's Italian.
Shut up.
This has been today's edition of... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
things you need to know.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And I did... I would rate my weekend... I would go 9 if I hadn't got stuck in that traffic on 77. That would be a 9, but it has to be an 8 because of that.
Traffic is, and when you hit those spots where it hasn't happened to me in a couple months, I was headed down to Curie Beach. There was an accident on the other side.
Yes.
The other side of the road. They have that big median. They're doing all this construction. I want whatever is the road to get to Curie Beach. Is it 40?
You're going 40 all the way down to Wilmington. Yeah.
All the way down.
Right.
So there's all this construction in between. There's probably another 4 lanes in between the 2 lanes and then 4 lanes and then 2 lanes where the accident is. And people are stopping to stare at it.
Yeah, it's awful.
And so many times accidents, it gums it up. Stop looking at the accident. You can Google it later. Social media exists. The internet exists. How selfish are you to just stop and stare at something and gum it up even more? Just go about your business, mind your business, and keep driving. Yeah. Infuriates me.
Second item when you're traveling on the road, when you stop at a gas station and pull in for fuel, if you're going to go into the store and do some shopping for your drinks and your snacks, move your car to a parking space. Don't just park it and clog up the pump while everybody else is trying to get to the pump while you're in there browsing around for your coffee and your Slim Jim.
Do I want Trail Mix? I not want Trail Mix?
I'm not sure. How about a chip? Is some chips?
You can have some chips.
Not a ring ding. That'll be good.
Who peed in y'all's coffee this morning?
Well, you know.
Why don't you mispronounce something intentionally?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
What do you want me to mispronounce?
Tarjay. It's another one. Do you say Tarjay?
Bohangley?
It's so funny because it sounds fancy, but it's not. And I'm fancying it up. Tarjay.
Go punch you right in the throat.
Go to Wally World.
What?
Wally World. Walmart.
It's really not a mispronunciation, but it's a takeoff on the name. That's still annoying.
It is.
Bohangles.
Oh, that's a...
Bohangles, yeah. I want to go get a biscuit of Bohangles.
Chase is just sitting here like, guys, this is everything I say. Yeah, we know.
So Chase was going to rate his weekend on a 1 to 10, but he started to say 7, and he realized we don't allow 7s. Then he didn't know whether to go 6 or 8. So which is it?
8.
8. All right, good. Good for
now
you.
Now that you've cornered me.
I did. Do you know what I did on Saturday to watch Rivalry Week? Blew up my air mattress. I put it in my living room. I got my electric blanket, my regular blanket, and my down comforter. And I got so snuggly with all my snacks and my drink and laid out on my air mattress in the living room.
How about you?
I legit was like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now.
Exactly. Yeah, we had some good TV watching weather over the weekend, too, with the rain and the cold and all that kind of stuff. It's supposed to be a little bit more sunny today, but it's going to be cool. We'll be in the 40s today. How about you? How was your weekend? How would you rate it? Give it a 1 to 10. What'd you do fun? What'd you watch good? What'd you eat that tasted so good you had to have more of it before the night was over? 680-WOLF's our number posted up. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase on the way out. Clay, J.D. Walker on the way in. And next with the JD today stands for just dressing. Mm-hmm. That's all he's been eating. Is it good?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about me and my clothes. But yeah. Gravy and gravy and dressing and all of that.
Finished a lot of leftovers. Sodium. A lot of sodium.
Is that what I look like today? Does it look like I eat a lot of salt? Thanks, Amy.
There we go.
We were just talking about that off the mic. All the rude things people say to you. And specifically men when it comes to weight. People are open about that. People would never say to a fat chick, oh, when you do, making a joke on her weight. But they'll sure say it to a man.
Yeah, they would never say, wow, honey, you look real greasy today. No, that's reserved for me and Papa John.
That's what she says about Jason Aldean, that he looks greasy.
He just looks like a cold, damp sweat. He looks like he smells like how Kesha used to look like she smelled, like old cigarettes and maybe urine.
Right. Oh, that's hot.
All right, well, let's leave you with that. This Lippy's gone dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.